Hello, word nerds. Welcome to this episode of The Dictionary. It's my podcast. Okay, the first word is bison, B-I-S-O-N. It is a noun from circa 1611. Any of several large, shaggy-maned, usually gregarious, recent or extinct bovine mammals having a large head with short horns and heavy forequarters surmounted by a large fleshy hump, as A, the synonym wisent, I don't know this word, W-I-S-E-N-T, fascinating, and B, the 1C1 definition for the word buffalo. I've always known what the difference is, or I've always been curious to know what the difference is between bison and buffalo. Are all buffalo bison, or are all bison buffalo? Bicentine is an adjective, or bicentine, bison, something like that. Bicentine, that's an adjective. I think it's such an interesting idea of, like, how do you create this definition? It's like you got to get all the information in one sentence, and it has to be clear and concise and specific. Anyway, the etymology says this is from Latin bisont, bison, bison. From Germanic origin, akin to the Old High German wisant, W-I-S-A-N-T, which means auroch, A-U-R-O-C-H, well, S, it's plural, akin to the Old Prussian wisambre, don't know what that is, which means oryx. Moving on to bisphenol A, B-I-S-P-H-E-N-O-L, and then the letter A. Noun from 1951, an industrial chemical compound, C15H16O2, that is a component of several commercially useful types of plastic. I feel like I should have more to say about bison, but I don't know. There's an area maybe an hour or two away from where I live where I guess they have some bison and or buffalo roaming around, so I really want to go visit there and see them. I've never seen any bison or buffalo in person, but man, they are cool and large. Now we have bisphosphonate, B-I-S-P-H-O-S-P-H-O-N-A-T-E, noun from 1982, any of a group of drugs that slow the breakdown of bone by osteoclasts. This is from bis plus phosphonic acid, or phosphonic, which is an acid, maybe? It's an acid obtained from phosphine. Now we have bisque, B-I-S-Q-U-E. It is the first form, noun from 1647. 1A, a thick cream soup made with shellfish or game. Number 1B, a cream soup with pureed vegetables. Well, does it have shellfish or game, or does it just have vegetables? I don't know. Depends on who makes it, I guess. Number 2, ice cream, what? Containing powdered nuts or macaroons. You can call that a bisque? Okay. Can I have that, please? Now we have the second form of bisque. It is a noun from circa 1656. Odds allowed an inferior player, as a point taken when desired in a set of tennis. I don't follow tennis, so I've never heard bisque in this context. B, an extra turn in croquet. Well, I played croquet a little when I was a kid, but I wasn't a real serious professional croquet player, so I was not allowed, or I was not aware that this term was in croquet either. And then C, one or more strokes off a golf score. Also, not much of a golfer. Didn't know bisque was related to that either. Now we have the third form of bisque. It is a noun from 1664, and we have the number 2 definition for the word biscuit, especially unglazed china that is not to be glazed but is hard-fired and vitreous. Well, when I think of biscuit, I don't think of china, like nice dishes. Now we have bistate, adjective from 1928, of or relating to two states. Next is bister, B-I-S-T-E-R, or you could flippy-floppy the E and the R, and it's B-I-S-T-R-E. Noun from circa 1751. One, a yellowish brown to dark brown pigment used in art. Number two, a grayish to yellowish brown. Bistured is an adjective. Now we have bistort, B-I-S-T-O-R-T, noun from 1578. Any of several polygonums, P-O-L-Y-G-O-N-U-M-S, or is it polygonums, especially a Eurasian perennial herb with twisted roots used as astringents. The scientific name for this Eurasian perennial herb is Polygonum bistorta. Well, I should probably find a picture of this one, right? Probably, possibly. Oh, this is, says it's from Latin bis plus torta, which is the feminine of tortus, which is from the verb toquere, which means to twist. And there's more at the word torture. So maybe this herb, yeah, it says with twisted roots, so things, it twists around. Now we have bistro, noun from 1921. One, a small or unpretentious restaurant. I mean, it could still be pretentious, right? 2A, a small bar or tavern. 2B, synonym is nightclub. Now we have bisulfate, noun from 1814, an acid sulfate. Now we have bisulfide, noun from 1863, and we have the synonym disulfide. And next is a similar word, bisulfite. So we had bisulfate, bisulfide, and bisulfite. Noun from circa 1846, an acid sulfite. Don't know what those are. Next we have biswing, B-I hyphen, and then the word swing, like at a park. Adjective from 1937, made with a pleat or gusset at the back of the arms, as in biswing jacket. This is from the prefix bi plus swing, which is perhaps from the freedom of movement allowed by this jacket. So because of the pleats or the gussets in the back of the arms, your arms are allowed to maybe swing more freely. And you got two arms, most people do, so that's maybe why they put the bi in there. I'm swinging my arms. All right, our last word for this episode is bit, B-I-T. It is the first form. There are more forms in the next episode. Noun from the 14th century. 1A, 1, the biting or cutting edge of a part or, the biting or cutting edge or part of a tool. 1A, 2, a replaceable part of a compound tool that actually performs the function, as drilling or boring, for which the whole tool is designed. Now we have 1B, it is plural. The jaws of tongs or pincers, however you want to say that. Pincers. Number two, something bitten or held with the teeth. 2A, the usually steel part of a bridle inserted into the mouth of a horse. 2B, the rimmed mouth end on the stem of a pipe or cigar holder. Number three, something that curbs or restrains. And number four, the part of a key that enters the lock and acts on the bolt and tumblers. We have a picture of the 2A definition for bit. That is the usually steel part of a bridle inserted into the mouth of a horse. Let's see. Oh, this is going to be difficult to describe. There's two main parts. Number one is the curb, and I think that's the part that actually goes maybe in the mouth. Sort of looks like an H, an oddly shaped H. And then number two is the snaffle. It almost looks like handcuffs. Two almost circular shaped, maybe like large D shaped things that have horizontal lines coming out the backs of them, which lock together. That's the best I can do. So I should probably pick a word of the episode. I'm going to pick bisque, specifically the ice cream containing powdered nuts or macaroons. Sounds tasty. That is it for this episode. I think that's going to be it. Moving on, let's go to tomorrow's episode. Am I going to record it now? Maybe not. This has been Spencer Dispensing Information. Goodbye.